Hello, my name is Hayden Thompson and welcome to the Pack Heavy Podcast. Now, this show is really for anyone in the hospitality and food manufacturing industries that uses flexible packaging to get their products to market. Here, I'll be talking about everything food packaging and providing you with the information and knowledge that you need to get the right food package into your hands and into the hands of your consumer. I'm really excited to be interviewing guests just like you who have traveled the path that you're on so that you can learn from their successes and failures and engage in the mindset required to go all in on your vision. Now, I personally call this mindset the pack heavy mentality, and it is driven by deliberate actions such as making the decision to go all in on your vision for your business. So I'm talking about gathering market intelligence, putting a strong plan in place, organizing the appropriate resources, and then executing on your strategy with precision. So if you're packing heavy on your vision, you're definitely in the right place, and I'm really excited to have you here. Good morning, and thanks for taking the time to tune into episode one of the Pack Heavy Podcast. Like I mentioned in the introduction, I'm your host, Hayden Thompson. And on this first episode, I'm going to just give you a little taste of who I am, my professional career, and what led me to arrive in the seat in front of this microphone today. So looking back on my professional career, everything really started when I was 12 years old. My parents had a small fast food business outlet, which was located in my hometown of Bendigo in Victoria, Australia. And Mum and Dad had this business, and it was in a local food court, a really busy fast food cafe outlet. And, you know, when Mum and Dad bought the business, they actually didn't have any experience in the hospitality industry. And that in itself is pretty amazing, because they definitely made it work. They put in the hours to see it succeed. And I really consider myself quite lucky to have such an early start in the hospitality industry, or in fact, in any sort of working capacity to say the least. What it really allowed me to have is an opportunity to consolidate some skill sets from a very young age, which was definitely advantageous and something that I've taken advantage of my whole life. I mean, I started in the dish pit. I'd come in on a Saturday morning after cricket in my whites, and I'd get changed and have a quick sandwich and then get stuck into the dishes. And then I worked my way up to the grill, flipping burgers and, you know, doing a lot of food prep. Worked my way up out the front, where I consolidated and learnt, you know, customer service skills, cash handling skills, food handling. And these were all things that at the time I didn't know it, but have really been skills that I've used my whole life. And so I worked all the way through from the age of 12 to about 17 years old in that business. And at the age of 18, I moved down to Melbourne. I wanted to be a graphic designer, so I was studying design at TAFE at RMIT. And while I was studying during the day of an afternoon, I would go and work a shift at an organization called Hudson's Coffee, which back in 2003, 2004 was an organization that was really hitting its strides. And the coffee industry in Melbourne, as you may know or you may not know, is just incredibly different than anywhere else in the world in the most positive way, heavily influenced by the Italian and Greek migration that occurred in the 50s post-World War II. You know, the food scene in Melbourne is unlike anywhere else that I've experienced either. And being immersed in that allowed me to, being immersed in the coffee industry, working for such an amazing organization that really understood the industry and the direction that it was moving in, was pretty awesome. So I put my head down. I finished my 12-month course at TAFE in design, and I decided to pursue a bit of a career at Hudson's Coffee. And so I started off as a supervisor, and I was lucky enough to be given the opportunity to manage my own cafe. So I took the keys and I ran with it for a good couple of years, and I found myself out at the Tullamarine Airport in Melbourne. And at the time, that location was the busiest store in the nation. It was 24-hour trading. Had about 30 crew on the schedule, and you know, I was 21 years old, which was a huge responsibility and something I didn't take lightly. And that was really where I learnt that you know, taking on a huge responsibility was something that that was kind of life-changing in a lot of ways. The mentality that you had to approach it with took a lot of consideration, and you know, I really embraced it. But after a good 12-month period in that location and being out at the airport, I saw people coming and going all of the time, and I definitely wanted to get in on that action. So I was looking online and I found opportunities in the Canadian Rockies. So it's not uncommon for a lot of Australians to finish up uni or prior to uni to head over and do a ski season. So I thought I would try and pursue some time overseas skiing. So I found myself a job at Lake Louise working as a supervisor in the chalet. And I headed in my resignation, and 6 weeks later I landed in Vancouver. And I caught myself a bus to Lake Louise, and I in fact met my wife in the first week of being there, which was life-changing as well. So Ash is from Ontario. She was obviously away from home, and we had the time of our lives. And here we are all these years later. It's 2020. That was back in 2007, and we're back in Canada. So a lot's happened between now and then. You know, the next big chapter that really occurred was in 2012, when Ash and I decided to move back to Australia. And my vision and my focus really was on becoming a hospitality professional in the coffee industry. So I was really specific with the organization that I wanted to work for. And I knew that I wanted to work for a couple called Dave and Zoe Megan, who have an organization called Axel Coffee Roasters. Axel's got an amazing reputation. Dave and Zoe have got an amazing reputation. And, you know, Dave was multiple Australian barista champ. He played on the world stage. Zoe was also a Victorian state champion. And the pedigree of staff that they have working for them is just next level. So working for Dave and Zoe was an absolute honor. They trusted me with the keys to their Hawthorne location, the HQ, and I was managing a 110 seat venue for them over a couple of year period as well. What I learned there was obviously, you know, just precision when it came to being a barista on the bar. I was working with a team of individuals who were just so focused on their craft. And that rubbed off on me in a lot of ways. And I actually still to this day think about working on that bar a lot. I miss it, and I miss the organization. While I was at Axel, I decided that I really wanted to extend my education. And I dove headfirst into completing my master's in entrepreneurship and innovation. And my intention with completing my master's in the business field was really to sharpen my sword, gain some business acumen, and also, you know, consolidate the learnings that I'd occurred throughout my working history and everything that started at a young age of 12 for my parents. You know, I was always fortunate enough to be exposed to the inner workings of a business from that young age, and being around the dinner table and hearing mum and dad have conversations about business, it definitely rubbed off on me. And I wanted to really give myself the opportunity to get an accreditation that would mean something, and not necessarily mean something to anybody else, but it meant a lot to me, because it's really funny, like a lot of people go and do their MBA and it actually furthers their career, but I chose to complete my master's in entrepreneurship and innovation, which doesn't necessarily get you a job, but what it does is it allows you the opportunity to create yourself a job, which I always thought was really cool. So the course in itself was very broad, covered a lot of areas, a lot of customer validation, and you know, the focus was on building a product around a need that was identified through market research and customer validation. And that process and learning that process was really cool. When I completed my course, Ash, my wife, and I knew that we wanted to move back to Canada. And I got myself an opportunity to work for an organization called Salt Spring Coffee, and I found myself a role as their food service sales manager. And at the time when I took on the job, I thought, yeah, I can sell, like there's no problems there. I can get out there and I can hustle, and I've got some insight as to what a cafe owner or manager may need when it's, you know, when talking about coffee. And that's all well and good until you get out and you realize that, holy, I don't have any experience in sales. So I bought myself some textbooks. I referred back to my textbooks that I went to uni, and I came to the conclusion really quickly that throughout that 3 year period of studying, there wasn't one sales unit that I was exposed to. And I was really disappointed by that fact. And I think that's actually kind of a common occurrence in the academic world, where sales isn't necessarily seen as something that can be taught, or, you know, like there are marketing courses out there and you name it, there's a course for everything. However, there just isn't necessarily a course in sales. And I think that lends itself to for sort of two reasons. One is that sales is considered sort of part art, part science. Now, when I'm talking about art, I'm talking about the art of a conversation, the art of communicating, the art of negotiating, the art of teasing out what priorities and challenges and needs and somebody's vision, what that all encompasses, and really trying to fit a solution that's based on suiting that criteria. So it's really hard to build a course around that, because I think that a lot of that you're born with, especially genuine curiosity and being curious enough to ask the right questions to bring all of that information forward. So, I mean, that's the art part of the conversation. The second part of the conversation, and the part that I think could be taught at a university grade level, is the science part. And what I'm talking about there is a methodology to work from. And there are so many different types of methodologies out there. You've just got to go and Google sales methodologies and you'll come up with dozens. And, you know, there are some schools of thought out there that dominate over others. However, what I found is that it's really good to have a structure to work from and a methodology to understand. And what you probably end up doing, and what definitely occurred to me, is blending and combining a few different sales methodologies to create your own, which I think is really important. And it would have been nice to have been given some exposure at university to something along those lines, but it wasn't my path. I'm definitely don't regret the path that I've taken, because I landed in a really great place. So that was uni. I finished up that course, and then Ash and I obviously came back, started at Salt Spring Coffee, got thrown through the fire there, made a lot of mistakes, learnt a heck of a lot, was given so much opportunity, really gave it my all. And then in March this year, COVID hit. And as we all know, the hospitality industry was decimated basically overnight, pretty much everywhere in the world. Obviously, none of us saw it happening. I certainly didn't see it happening. And being temporarily laid off at first was a bit of a shock to the system, because Ash and I now have two beautiful kids and a family to provide for. So when it occurred, because it was all out of our control, we really focused on basically focusing on what was within our control, which was just spending as much time with the family and the kids as possible. So it was a 5-month period between a bit first being laid off and me starting my career now at Foodpak. And throughout that time, I really saw it as an opportunity to reorient both myself and work with Ash to reorient our family and get us moving in a direction that we really want to move in. And so back before I found my job at Foodpak, I reached out to my network and I started talking to as many people as I could. And I've always been fortunate enough to have some great people that I could have some really great conversations with about the hospitality industry and the state of affairs in the hospitality industry. However, I was also listening to a lot of podcasts at the time. I've always been listening to podcasts, and one in particular that I always took a lot of interest in and respected the opinion of was Brad Bodnarchuk and his podcast called the Half a Dozen Hospitality Podcast. So at the time, I was really engaged in Brad's podcast because his commentary on COVID and the impact that it was having on the Vancouver hospitality scene was something that I was really interested in. And I thought I'd reach out and contact Brad directly. So I shot him an email with the intention of connecting with him just for a 20-minute phone call to sort of pick his brain. And you know, at the end of the day, all I wanted to do was just sort of talk through my options with somebody that understood the industry and understood the direction that potentially I wanted to move in. So when I connected with Brad on the phone, I mean, he was generous enough to give me 30 minutes of his time throughout that first phone call. And we had an awesome conversation. We clicked straight away. And Brad really challenged me with a few questions. And one of which was, you know, what do you actually want in life? Like, where are you heading? Like, this is a good opportunity to reorient yourself, like I mentioned before. So at the time, Brad had his half a dozen hospitality business, which was, you know, Brad was primarily a restaurant consultant. And he was in the process of moving both his family and his life and his career over from Vancouver to Nova Scotia. And Brad saw it as a great opportunity to pivot his business to some degree as well, and focus on in the direction of being a life coach, mindset coach, and mentor. And he started a beta program called Life the Recipe. And I decided to engage in that program. And it was a 6-week program, which was just awesome. And in a lot of ways, life changing for me as well. So it sort of was just perfect timing. And really, really unique in that everything sort of happens when it's meant to happen. So at the same time as reaching out to Brad, I got out and I was talking to a few people, and I managed to have a conversation with Foodpak. I found out that there was a position available, and took a while to think about it because I wasn't sure if sales or the sales career was something that I wanted to double down on. But I really genuinely landed in the position where it's something that I absolutely love and something that I wanted to do. So I was fortunate enough to be given an opportunity at Foodpak. And on September 1st this year, I started there. And honestly, it was the best decision I ever made. And Foodpak is an organization that I'm so proud to work for. What an amazing young group of blokes, all focused in the same direction with an amazing leader. And we're really all proud of the work that we achieve. So at Foodpak, I mean, we're a Vancouver-based company. We've been in business for well over 50 years. And we sell flexible packaging and packaging equipment into the hospitality and food manufacturing industries. And we really focus as a sales team on a consultative approach, which is just amazingly aligned with my sales approach, in that what we really are focused on is finding a solution that is specifically tailored to the needs of our customer. So the conversation comes quite naturally with our customers, and we're seeing some amazing results throughout this period. And like I said, I'm really proud to work at Foodpak and represent the brand out in the world. And the other exciting thing is that it's a new industry for me as well. So, you know, it's still very, very tied to my history in the hospitality industry, because I'm selling into it, but just with a different product. So, you know, learning about the packaging industry has been a focus of mine lately, and something that I'm diving really deep on so that I can serve you properly. And a part of that is just having great conversations with either existing customers or potential clients and prospects. And I'm scooping out as much information out of everybody's brains as I possibly can. So the motivation behind this podcast is it's got two prongs. It's got two major facets that I want to focus on. One is, I want to procure as much information as I can on the industry. And if I'm having these conversations and I'm learning a lot and I'm getting value from it, my logic tells me that you're going to also gain a lot from it too. So that's number one. And number two is, I've always been fascinated with the mentality that's required for a business owner and entrepreneur to engage in, to see success in their business, because it's extremely common to have an idea and it's extremely common to have a vision, but it's uncommon to have the ability to see it through and to find success. And I'm talking to business owners and I'm talking to entrepreneurs and that have seen success and they've seen failures, and there's so much to learn from those conversations. So I'm calling the mentality that you must engage in to see success, and I'm calling it the pack heavy mentality. So that's where the name primarily comes from. And I think that there can be a lot of value in those conversations for you as well. So that's a little about me. And what I'm up to and what landed me in front of this microphone. And I'm really excited to be sharing this journey with you. And look, I know that your time is precious. Everybody says that time is a resource that just slips through our fingers so quickly. And I've heard a few podcasters say, and I've got to relate to it, in that you have got the opportunity to tune into so many different channels in this world. There are so many distractions, and to have your attention for a few minutes is something that I'm not going to take lightly, and I really am aiming to bring as much value into your world as possible. So yeah, look, hey, listen, along the way, if you can provide any feedback, I'll definitely take it on board, and I welcome the challenge. So like I said, thank you very much for your time, and cheers.
Thanks for listening today. If you have any questions from today's episode or would like to know more about what I can do to help you achieve your packaging vision, you can reach me directly at hayden@thepackheavypodcast.com. You could DM me on Instagram @thepackheavypodcast, or we could also connect on LinkedIn and start a conversation there. I'll see you next week.